This is a serious, sad one.
Okay.
I can start.
Okay.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we hear about a listener's quest to get every member of a band to sign his copies of their CDs.
And another's memory of music as a lifeline.
Okay, this is Wednesday.
It is.
It's Wednesday, and we're going to respond to some correspondence that we got.
Yeah, well organized.
We like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back a little ways, so before we do that, the show you're listening to is called Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We are here in the suburban basement. We got the TV on. We have some football.
Some World Cup action.
Some European football on the TV.
Essentially what it is.
And so you might hear that a little bit in the background.
Yeah. That's just, you ever been to either of those two countries over there?
Denmark or
Croatia?
No.
Okay.
But, okay, so we're getting back to the correspondence. Yeah. Sorry, I was watching that for a second. Okay, getting back to the correspondence, we have a follow-up message here from listener Ben Montgomery from Orlando. Mm-hmm. So he called a while back to talk about the band Not a Surf because we had done an episode basically about how their hit song is not really reflective of their overall body of work. And then he called about that. And apparently he made a trip up to Nashville.
Yeah.
And he got to see Not a Surf.
Isn't this great?
Right?
Yeah. And it was such a nice call that he talked about how the band got him through a tough time in his life and really was into their music. Right. So that was really, really cool. I'll give it a shot.
All right.
I have a Not a Surf follow-up. I saw them Tuesday in Nashville. Once I finished up some work, I drove over to the venue prior to soundcheck in the hopes of getting my Let Go and the Weight is a Gift CD cover signed. Matthew Cause, the lead singer, was outside and I approached him and he could not have been cooler. We chatted about a bunch of stuff and I asked him if he had heard the Rock in the Suburbs, and unfortunately he hadn't. But I told him about the week of podcasts that y'all did about bands whose big hit doesn't define their catalog, and he immediately smiled, knowing his band definitely fit that category. Well, hopefully, Matthew, you've listened to it now and you're listening every day.
Yeah.
Then I told him about how I called in to tell you guys how important that album was for me and that it was in my fabric. He thanked me for that. We then talked about music from Nashville we were listening to, and I told him about Lily Hyatt and Margo Price. But to demonstrate what a positive guy Matthew is, I told him to be in a good place if you listen to Margo, since she's depressing as heck. He replied, "I got married recently, so life is really good." Later that night at the show, he also demonstrated that positivity again when he was introducing the song The Fox, which is about Fox News. Some drunk guy yelled, "Shut the F up and play some Not a Surf." Matthew then looked over at him and said, "I have a feeling about you. If you want to talk about any differences you may have with me, come over to the merch table after. I'd be happy to have a civil conversation about anything you want to talk about." The show, despite the drunk guy, was magical. They played all of Let Go from cover to cover, took a small break, then played another 17 songs.
Wow.
I know. I posted the set list on setlists.fm. Yeah, I'm one of those guys who takes notes throughout the show because I like to catalog the set. And the one song I hated from Let's Go, which is La Porca, ended up being a highlight for me. Daniel Lorca, the bassist, sings it, and it was beautiful in person.
Very
and
nice.
And there's a link here to the setlist.fm.
Yes. Yeah. And then Ben sent us another Facebook message. I'll read this one. He says, "Not a Surf update. When I saw them in Nashville, I got two out of the three guys' signatures on my Let Go and The Weight is a Gift CD covers. Never saw the drummer in Nashville, but I found out that Ira lives in Sarasota. So I messaged him to see if he'd like to have brunch with me while I was down that way for the Mariners game.
Okay.
To my surprise, he said, sure.
Wow.
So my CD covers are now signed, and I got to hang out for 90 minutes talking music, Ira's love for Ringo, the band's next projects, and life. Always fun when a couple of music nerds get together. It was a totally cool experience and cemented my love for this band."
Wow, that's fantastic. They seem like really, really cool dudes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. To have brunch with somebody, one of your fans, like, that's really awesome.
Yes, I don't get the reference to the Mariners game, but that kind of tripped me up there.
No, we'll have to get Ben to clarify. Come on, Ben.
I guess it was Mariners at Tampa.
Well, maybe that's
deal,
what it was, yeah. Or maybe he's originally from Seattle. I don't know. Yeah. Ben, could you clarify your sports affiliations for us? We're confused.
We're confused on that note. Okay.
But thanks for sharing that, Ben, and it's awesome to have you as part of our community.
Yes, very good. Yeah, so really thank cool. you for for following up, because we were wondering.
Yeah, and if you ever want to buy us brunch, let us know. We'll be there.
we'll take that deal. I usually do go down to Florida around the holidays, because my in-laws down in like southwestern Florida. So Ben, you know, you never know. We might be able to hook up.
Yeah, it'd be very cool.
All right, now we also have a call. We love the calls.
We do.
And this is a guy who has called before.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Kevin Clement from the suburbs of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And just to let y'all know right off the bat, I'm probably going to pull an Echo Park Jimmy. But I was listening to your episode about Patrick's book, reading about 4AD Records. And y'all kind of reminded me of a time in my life. It was 1991. I was 18 years old, diagnosed with cancer. And back when you did chemotherapy treatments, I was in the hospital for a week at a time. And because of the chemotherapy treatments, I wasn't able to read any books. My eyes were just so, couldn't focus anything, so you couldn't read. I could barely even watch television. So most of the time, I just listened to a lot of music. And I had, you know, back then you had the Sony Walkmans and you had the Discman. I think it just came out. So I would just bring a suitcase full of records, of cassettes and CDs. And a few of the ones that y'all spoke about with 4AD were ones that I listened to quite a lot, because it was one, you know, at that time, you really don't have control of anything, so you really just want to listen to some music that just kind of helps you to space out and just forget about everything. And two of the albums that I listened to quite frequently was the Cocteau Twins, Heaven of Las Vegas, and Lush Gala. Those were really ones that you could really just, you know, kind of not even think about it. And then Throwing Muses, the real Ramona album, was really good. Also listened to not the 4AD stuff, but some, like, you know, Front 242, Kraftwerk, Depeche Mode, The Cure. Those were all ones that you could really listen to. You know, you could just get lost in the music and just not even think about what's going on in real life, you know. And ones also to listen to, like the Pixies' Doolittle album, when I was kind of more in a pissed off mood and kind of wanted to get some aggressions out. That was, you know, always a good one. I had some other ones, but that's some of the big ones. So, I'm definitely going to have to pick up a copy of that 4AD album, book, and read that, because that'll probably remind me, you know, of that time, even though it wasn't the greatest of time. It was, you know, music that kind of helped me get through that, and some of that 4AD music was really good. All right, well, thank you, fellas. Keep rocking the suburbs, and y'all take care. Bye.
Always nice to hear from Kevin.
Yes.
His voice soothed me.
And what a story.
I know, man. Very heavy. And I
had no idea.
First of all, so glad he made it through that difficult time in his life. Man, it seems so hard to have to deal with that at such a young age. But power of music helped him get through what he had to get through.
It is.
So that's really incredible.
And it sounds like he had a good collection of stuff to listen to, right?
Yeah. And I so, you know, that his comment about just wanting to space out and just kind of forget about it. So much of that music is so great for that, you know, because it's so deep and gauzy and spiraling and amazing. That's great that it helped. And I think, Kevin, when you do get that book, you're going to find some really cool stories about those records that obviously mean a lot to you.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I mean, know. It's just
thanks
it's
for
just,
sharing
it's
with
just
us.
Funny sometimes how these stories come out. You know, you're just talking about this book you read and how interesting it was just from the perspective of the music itself, right? And here, you know, you get somebody who had this incredibly deep connection to that music. So right. Yeah, it's right. Amazing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks
intense.
For that.
Very intense.
If anybody does want to call at any time and leave a message and get your voice on the air, and we'll do our best to send you a sticker in the mail, you can do that by calling 612-440-1984. There you go. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can do a Facebook message, as Ben did.
Yep.
You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Rock in the Suburbs, or it's the handle is Suburbs Pod, or find us on Twitter or Facebook. Same deal, at Suburbs Pod. So there you go. We will get back to more fan mail in upcoming episodes, I'm sure. And tomorrow we're going to do a little preview of a festival that I'm about to go
right.
to. So
it's gonna be really exciting.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Cool. So you're not going to want to miss that, because of course you're listening
every day, all day.
Only Sam listens all day.
That's right.
Only intern Sam listens all day. All right. So that's about it. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The 1-1 over there between Croatia and Denmark. Is this one going to go to extra time too and penalty kicks? That's the worst.
I don't know.
Nerve-wracking.